The following programming is sponsored by Don Beischel. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Hello, friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we have made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Hello, 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 friends. Welcome to our show, A Dose of Hope, right here on WWDBAM 860 on your dial. We're so glad you're here with us today for this episode of A Dose of Hope. We have a very special show for you today, and it is our hope that during our time together, you will be inspired, encouraged, and hopeful about your future because of the Word of God that we share and the music we play. And so it is me, it's your girl, it's your friend. I'm Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope. And here with me, I have my co-host, my awesome husband, who's going to bring you greetings at this time.
Yes, greetings, everyone. I'm so glad to be here for this edition of A Dose of Hope.
Awesome. Well, yesterday we celebrated Memorial Day, and we know that Memorial Day is a day that we honor the lives of those soldiers who gave their ultimate sacrifice of their lives in combat and battle for the liberties that we have here today in our nation. So we're so very grateful for their service. It also marks the unofficial start of summer.
That's right.
And so we know that people are getting ready, gearing up for the warmer weather, the hazy, lazy days of summer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're looking forward to all of that. And so we always do a little trivia, a little fun before we start our show. And so today's this or that, or if you want to call it either or, is things that you do in the summer. And so oftentimes many people like to get into a body of water, some way, same shape, somehow. And so today we're going to pick between two. So we're going to go with the beach, the ocean, should I say, or swimming pool. That's our this or that. So what say ye, husband?
I'm going to say the beach, because not only do you have the beach, but most places you go, you have the boardwalk to go along with it.
Okay, I like that answer. I'm going to have to say ditto on that. I love the beach. I used to like to get in the water, to be honest. Not so much anymore. I might put my feet in, but I just enjoy sitting there, especially if it's nice and warm and soaking in some vitamin D in the sun and maybe reading a book and relaxing. Mm-hmm. And so that's a lot of fun for me always. I haven't done that in a while. It's been a little minute, so hopefully we'll be able to get to the beach at some point this summer.
Looking forward to it.
Yes, indeed. Well, today, as I mentioned earlier, is a very special show. We have a special guest who's going to join us in just a little while.
Amen.
We're talking about health and wellness.
Yes.
Living according to God's will, taking good care of our temple. And so we have Mrs. Joy Reitzel, who's going to come and talk with us in just a little while about the work that she's been doing toward that health and wellness goal and also sharing it with others. And so stay with us. We will be right back after this next selection with Mrs. Joy Reitzel.
It is a groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast.
my CD and let me run a rhyme and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. It's sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park, a place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise, honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hit you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop or fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
And we are back, and we're so glad you're with us. As we mentioned, we have a special guest with us on the air today.
Yes.
And we're so excited to have this young lady here. I'm so godly proud of her, because this young lady has been a friend to me for many, many years. Mm-hmm. We grew up in the same church together over in West Philadelphia, Sanctuary Church of the Open Door, where the late Bishop Audrey F. Bronson was our pastor. And so this afternoon, we have Mrs. Joy Reitzel with us, and she is the founder and CEO of Joy to Your Health. And so before we get started interviewing Joy, we're just going to read a little information and share her bio with you for just a little while.
Yes. So a little bit more about Ms. Reitzel. She was born in the vibrant town of Reston, Virginia, and she is the beloved daughter of Preston Hester and Carolyn Moore. She wears many hats. She's a devoted wife, a loving mother of two wonderful children, and a caring stepmother. Joy's academic journey took her to Lincoln University in Pennsylvania, where she earned her Bachelor of Science degree. She furthered her education at Temple University in Philadelphia, my alma mater, woo-hoo, go Al, where she obtained her master's degree, both in early education. And Joy is proud to serve as the First Lady of Son of God Church International in Conway, South Carolina. Her passion for health and education led her to establish Joy to Your Health LLC in 2017. Yeah. While she has begun to certify in the fields of beauty, health, and nutrition, she is not new to the health and wellness industry. Additionally, Joy founded Joy to Your Education, where she excels as a master tutor in early learning subjects. Through her endeavors, Joy continues to inspire and uplift her community, bringing joy to your health and education. So we are so happy to have Ms. Joy Reitzel joining us today.
Absolutely. Yes. Welcome, yes. Joy, to yes. our well, show. So thank glad you so you're much. Here. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Excellent. Yes. Well, Joy, we wanted to talk with you today a lot more. You know, what an impressive resume you have, bio. We are so glad that you could take time out of your super busy schedule to be with us today to share with us about your new endeavor. And I think this is your newest endeavor, Joy to Your Health. And so I know that you and I talked a little while back. We got a chance to visit when you were in town, visiting your mom. We talked a lot about health and wellness and, you know, things that we need to know, especially as believers.
Amen.
You know, God created everything on the earth for us to our bodies were created to heal and heal themselves. And so there are things that God has created for us to heal our bodies, and they're healthy. Yes. They're all natural. And sometimes it's elusive to us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we do not know about it. And so we just wanted to have you come on and shed some light to on the topic. So first question we want to ask you this today, this evening, is where did you get the idea for your business, Joy to Your Health?
Well, I got the idea while I was visiting my family over the Thanksgiving break. I was in the kitchen with my cousin. We're just having some fun together, laughing. And I just started sharing with her about health and nutrition, because it's such a desire in my heart. I was telling her about, I was actually talking about joint health and having inflammation in the knees and how you can prevent that using turmeric and black pepper. She was just amazed at the natural things I was sharing with her about your health and how there's ways that you can combat those problems. And I was mentioning to her about that and sharing with her different herbal teas that help with pain and inflammation, joint problems. She was just very amazed and astonished at the knowledge I had. And then she just said to me, Joy, I think you should start your own business. And I was like, wow. She said, yeah. And then she said to me, it should be called Joy to Your Health, because you want to bring joy to the health. And I just thought, oh my gosh, that is amazing. That's exactly my heart and passion. And she just inspired that in me. She said that. And I just love the name. I love the idea. And it was speaking my passion, speaking my heart. And from there, from that time on, I just dove into research and learning more and more, getting all the knowledge that I can about health and nutrition ever since then. And I knew my passion was to bring joy to your health. I could just started envisioning it in my spirit, wanting to help people in that area. And that's where the idea came for the business.
Awesome. I absolutely love that story. Mm-hmm. And your cousin is very wise to encourage you in that way. And look at what has become of that. Mm-hmm. And that name, you know, that was our next question. So, you know, where did you come up with the name? And so I can't think of a more befitting name. And one thing I got to say about you, Joy, down through the years, you have lived up to your name. You have brought joy so many people.
Amen.
So, you know, thank you for sharing that. Now, you know, I want to ask you, who's your intended audience? Is it women, men, families? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. My intended audience is everyone, families, because everyone can greatly benefit from knowing what to consume or not to consume to have optimal health and nutrition. Men, women, and children. It can help. It can help women with weight loss, different things like that, and even going through menopause, all types of things. Even for children, with their how they eat, you know, how it affects their and how they are in school, if they're focused in school, eating the right foods and not genetically modified foods. So children greatly benefit. Men, even with prostate or even with their you know, working out and exercise and things like that. It just goes all, you know, just, you know, infects everyone. Everyone can benefit from this. So I'm excited to share that, because it really helps all people, not just one certain person. Everyone can really learn from this and grow. in the, you know, walking in this kind of lifestyle of nutrition. And then also to prevent different common diseases that can come along in the future. Also having this knowledge for everyone can prevent, you know, many people from having to experience those common elements such as diabetes, high blood pressure, and even being overweight. And I also want to mention, that's why also I started the business. I had high blood pressure myself. And I was given, the doctor said I had to take prescription drugs, and I took it, but only one day. And I realized that I cannot continue taking synthetic, you know, drugs into my body because the side effects are harmful, you know, the kidneys and the liver. And I said, I just stopped taking it. But I just wanted to share that. I mean, me personally, you know, from that, not taking that, I knew there had to be a healthier alternative. I stopped taking it altogether. So that's my experience, of course. And other people can benefit as well.
Right. Amen. Right.
Yeah.
That's excellent. That's outstanding. And one of the things that stood out to me, something that resonated, what you said was, this is a lifestyle. So it's not a quick fix. It's not something that, you know, one and done. It's a lifestyle change and, you know, changing habits. And that is important. And then the other thing that spoke to me, you said preventative. Some things that some people are dealing with now, maybe, you know, that these things could have been prevented if we had done certain things and put things in place and to ward it off. And so we thank God. For everything that you are able to do and what you've researched. Now, tell us, and you kind of spoke on, you definitely touched on this. What would you say is unique about your business?
I would say my business is unique because it's based upon the word of God and what God desires for us to consume in our bodies in order to have long, productive, energetic lives and to enjoy life. So everything about my business is based on the word of God. In Genesis 1:29 and Revelation 22:2, in those two verses, first one verse, Genesis 1:29 says, "And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree and which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed." Yep. And in earlier in that same scripture, God said it was good. He called it good, which means it's complete. And even in Revelation 22:2, it says, "In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation." Yes. So we're to eat what God. Yes, we're to eat what God calls good, what's going to nourish and bring life to the body, not eat foods that are not live, the so-called foods that are not live, that bring harm and that harm the body and bring harmful chemicals to the body. Everything should be natural, as close to God's design as possible from the earth that God has given us. So every element and disease God has given, an herb or healthy food to combat or to treat that disease, to heal you of that disease, rather, to restore and heal your body.
Yeah.
And that's what I want people to know.
Awesome.
Yeah. And one of the things that always gets me is just talking about, you know, just some of the pharmaceuticals, you know, and it's like you hear something advertised on TV. Oh, it's going to help you with this. But the side effects are X, Y, Z, you know, and it's like the side effects are so much more than what it seems like the product is actually supposed to be intended to help out for. So it doesn't really seem like it's actually helping you. It seems like it's actually making things worse.
It does
work. Right. It's helping them, but it's not helping you.
Yes.
It's helping the companies lining their pockets, but it's not helping you and your health and your nutrition. So it's not helping you, benefiting you at all. Never gets to the root of the issue, the root of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. when did you start your business?
You said when?
When, yes.
Yes. It was in the time around 2017 when I began to really start, researching and going deeper in depth into that.
Mm-hmm. So you've been doing this for quite a while now.
Yes. Yes,
indeed. So tell us more about the services and I don't know if you have any product line or anything like that you offer.
Okay. Well, my most popular product is my all natural de-earth powder, which I do have on hand. De-earth powder, which is 100% diamantaceous earth, organic food grade diamantaceous earth, that is naturally occurring powder from the earth and composed of mostly silica. And this particular powder, this cleanses and detoxifies the digestive system and removes toxins and parasites. It really, really cleanses your digestive tract, your whole body, really, from toxins and things that will prevent nutrition from getting into the body. And I actually have that on hand as well as a product that I currently offering to many and selling, so that is so available. And also have another product that is in development and is called Miracle. And this product is all natural, all organic, tart cherry and other ingredients for joint inflammation, such as turmeric, black pepper, omega-3s, but things that really target joint inflammation. A lot of people have problems in their joints and have pain in their bodies. You know, dealing with inflammation, that's the big underlying problem is inflammation. So that's where the disease comes from. So these particular products will restore the body, bring freedom from those problems, those ailments, and bring health and restoration to the body as a whole. So those two products, one I have and the one I'm currently working on, excited about. And then, of course, there'll be more in the future. But and basically all to really help restore you to help in the normal, in the natural way that God has intended, not through the synthetic means or genetically modified materials or prescriptions, things like that. That's not natural. Right. Right. So, yeah.
Amen.
That sounds good. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you know, I can use some of that. You know, I think I wake up sometimes in the morning. It's more snap, crackle, pop in the morning than it is anything else. And I'm not talking about the cereal either, but that joint health is so important, especially as we get older, just the wear and tear that we take. So I'm interested in that.
Well, friends, that's our show for today. And we're going to have to do a part two of that interview with Mrs. Joy Reitzel. We definitely want to finish that conversation. And so we're going to ask you to tune in again next week to hear the second half of that interview with Miss Joy Reitzel. I do want to say Joy does offer free consultations. She let us know. And so we want to make sure you get the information to reach out to her if you're interested in learning more about your health and wellness, doing it the natural way, the way God intended for it to be done, according to the word of God. Amen. Well, we thank you so much for joining us today, as always.
Always.
And we never want to leave without offering an invitation to accept Jesus as Savior and Lord. So we're going to go through the ABCs of salvation.
A. Admit what you have done wrong and ask forgiveness. B. Believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again as a payment for your sins. And C. Confess and choose to allow God to be in charge of your life.
Amen. It's just that simple. And then pray and invite him into your life as Savior and Lord. And if you do all these things, guess what, my friend? You are saved. Hallelujah. That's a wonderful thing. You've just secured your eternality. And I encourage you from here to get connected with a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church so you can grow in community with other believers, other like-minded individuals. Well, that's all for now. We thank our guest, our special guest, Mrs. Joy Reitzel, for joining us again. And we thank each and every one of you for always joining us and tuning in on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. As always, our prayer for you and your family is the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Be blessed.
Be safe.
Be well. Take care, everybody.
So long.
Come.